Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. According to an average of recent national polls, President Biden's approval rating dips below 40% for the first time since he took office. Republican representative from Texas, Ronny Jackson, on Fox News, says with all the crisis on President Biden's plate, a cognitive test should be given to the 79-year-old.
It's on full display for everybody in the country and everybody in this world to see right now that President Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do his job right now. He recently had his physical exam done. There was no mention whatsoever of any cognitive testing. And I remind everybody that we did this with President Trump.
Canadian Transport Minister said Wednesday vaccine mandate protests disrupting a key U.S.-Canada border crossing this week are hurting supply chains as nearby auto factories began halting production. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
A black American football coach with the NFL is calling out leadership racism in the biggest American sport.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is facing tough questions ahead of the Super Bowl. Speaking in Los Angeles, Goodell addresses the scrutiny the league is facing following a lawsuit from former NFL coach Brian Flores alleging racism in the league's hiring process.
I think we made a tremendous amount, a lot of progress in a lot of areas, but not at the head coach. And that is something that is something we really have focused on to try to get the kind of results that we would expect.
The commissioner saying the league must take a step back and look at everything to find out what works and what doesn't work in making sure the hiring process is fair to everyone.
From our Phoenix Bureau, that was Tim Berg reporting. The Super Bowl is Sunday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The halftime show will feature Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Snoop Dogg. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem, who has former President Trump's endorsement to her re-election bid, tells Newsmax she's thankful for his support.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I appreciate President Trump giving me his support. He and I worked very closely together when I was in Congress on tax reform for almost 2 years, and his policies were incredible for our state of South Dakota. So it always means a lot to me to know that he supports me, and the people in South Dakota that love him and support him appreciate it as well.
Governor Noem takes a stand on transgender athletes crossing the gender divide in sports.
Well, they're wrong because it's just about fairness. It's about fairness for girls, that they have the opportunity to compete, to be successful, play sports, go on and earn college scholarships, and perhaps even be professionals. So that's really what this is about, is making sure they have a level playing field and protecting Title IX, which was established in this country many, many years ago.
Research in the journal Science Advances says the discovery of a child's tooth and stone tools in a cave in southern France suggests Homo sapiens was in Western Europe about 54,000 years ago. That is several thousands of years earlier than previously thought, indicating that Homo sapiens and Neanderthals could have coexisted. The finds were discovered in a cave known as Grotte Mandarin in the Rhone Valley in southern France. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, boy, I'll tell you, our next guest could not come at a better time. It's so much about the show, you have no idea how it comes about in terms of, you know, because people ask me, say, Bill, how do you get your guests? And I have to be honest with them, it's just, And I just trust that God's leading the way here, and brings guests to us. And these guests that come, I want you to know this, and not to over-spiritualize, but just to tell you the truth of the matter about this radio show and why you hear certain people, and it's specific. It's not by accident. And such is the case with our next guest, R.T. Kendall, who's been on with us before many years ago, but he needed to come on now to talk about something that our country, the world, has been dealing with in the midst of this pandemic that we've been enduring for 2+ years, right? Now, a little background so you understand where RT is coming from. He's a pastor of Westminster Chapel in London for 25 years. He was born in Ashland, Kentucky. He was educated at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he got his doctorate in Oxford University. And I should say he got his master's at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and his doctorate at Oxford University. He's the author of numerous books, including Total Forgiveness, More of God, Word and Spirit, and We've Been This Way Before. And his new book is titled The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Fear. Okay, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Fear. And this is something that we need to talk about and expose, because if we're going to get on the other side of what we've been in dealing with, you know, as I said earlier, I believe this country particularly has been dealing with some form of PTSD because of all that we've been deluded with these lies and misinformation about this pandemic. And RT says, you overcome the fear of people when the fear of God becomes your priority. I want you to hold on to that, okay? You overcome the fear of people when the fear of God becomes your priority. The best-selling author, speaker, and trusted theologian R.T. Kendall joins us now. R.T., God bless you. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. You honor me. Thank you.
Well, honor is given where honor is due. If I can, and it's not to flatter you, I appreciate your heart and I appreciate your passion and the fact that you are a trusted theologian. You have served the body of Christ beyond the call of duty. You've heard the call on your life and you responded and you said, God send me, and God has sent you, and I welcome you. Thank you.
Well, when you mentioned me as being a depends who you talk to. So be careful how you put that. That's what my publishers try to sell books, but not all would agree with that.
Well, RT, it's what's in your heart. in your heart is you're a theologian, and you have your life, you've dedicated your life to the integrity of the Word of God, so you're going to be guilty of that. And people can think whatever they want, but this is the difference. See, we have people's opinions, and we have the Word of God, and we have what God says. And everything I read about the Bible says that God trumps all. So, you know, I trust what God says, and I believe you do the best you can, as we all do, to live our lives in that manner we want to. And, you know, we're humanoids. And this is when we get ourselves in trouble, when we lean upon our own understanding, right?
I understand. I'm just, to be honest, just a Bible believer. And
yeah.
That's the truth. That's not humility. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Bible. And ask God to use me according to his will.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, this book, Fear, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, a little bit of Genesis, if you would, RT. How did this come about? Because the timing could not be better.
Well, I didn't plan that. All I can say is that for years, I have felt that one day I wanted to write a book on the fear of God, something mm-hmm. that I think has perished from the earth. It's, you don't find it in the church. You don't find it in the nation. And so that was my initial wish. And then in my Bible reading one day, I came across that verse in Proverbs, the fear of man is a snare. And
yes.
I thought, well, maybe I should call the book The Fear of God versus the Fear of Man. And then another development, I happened to be watching the movie one day, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty good idea for my book on fear. So I've come up with that fear, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the fear of God. Mm-hmm. Because according to Proverbs, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Mm-hmm. The bad, the fear of man is a snare, is demonic fear. And so that's the way the book
And what was the ugly? Unfold the ugly, because we've got the good. You're right. The fear of God is the beginning
good,
of all
the bad,
wisdom.
The ugly.
And the ugly.
The bad fear of man. The ugly, satanic fear, demonic fear.
Mm, yes. Right. Wow. Yeah. This is so. This really, in a sense, and you see, this is what I love about theologians, is that. Theologians, when they write from the revelatory word of God. This is something that God showed you, and you're sharing this with us. I mean, this is what I often refer to, RT, as the golden nuggets in wisdom of learned theologians. And so we're all at your feet hearing what God has revealed to you and the message that you bring forth today for a day such as this, after 2.5 years where... You know, as you said, and even longer, when you talk about how the culture has abandoned its sense and awareness to be, you know, to be in fear of God. It's like another part of the Bible says that we there's no shame. We don't get embarrassed over the things that we do anymore. It's all acceptable, right? Because we don't fear God. And now we're reaping what we've sown in this casualness about God and not honoring his holiness. And now we're all messed up. We don't even know how to deal with gender selection. We don't know how to deal, you know, this race issue, all these other things that we're so confused and in chaos over right now, because we've decided to no longer fear God and to take things into our own hands, right?
Yes, yes. Well, we come to the fear of God basically two ways. One is, the psalmist says, come to me and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord can be taught. But the other way, and this is the price to be experienced, in probably the most famous hymn of all time, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, many don't know about verse 2. It says, through grace, my heart was taught to fear.
And so it's the Holy Spirit that brings about the fear of God when you're convicted. And that's John Newton's own experience.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there, RT. More from RT Kendall after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Well, in his new book, Fear, R.T. Kendall is encouraging us to see God for guidance, and that is seek God for guidance, wisdom, and to sit in awe and reverence of the Lord. And he's making the unchanging truth of the gospel easy to grasp, writing that the fear of the Lord is a choice. So too is refusing to be governed by the fear of people. That choice is what this book is about. And really, it's the choice that is before us this day, as we've had to endure, particularly in the last 2.5 years. And, you know, the Democrats are famous, RT, for saying that they shouldn't let a good crisis go to waste. Well, God is of the same mindset. He's making the most of this crisis. And, you know, what I'm hearing is a commercial message that comes out repeatedly. Can you hear me now? And I almost want to suggest that that is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Can you hear me now? What do you think?
Well, I take the view that is the judgment of God on America. Thank me for that book, but you did refer to it. We've never been this way before. It's what Joshua said to the children of Israel when they're getting ready to go into the promised land. Keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, because we've never been this way before. Well, that's where America is in COVID, what we've experienced. And it's come upon the nation. It's God's way of trying to get our attention. God is judging America, but I think it's also because he loves us. It's not finished with. And that's the, forgive me for going to the other book. But I wrote the book, The Fear, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. The main thing I want to emphasize is having a true fear of God. And I mentioned that it is not only taught, but experienced. I don't know how much you know New England Awakening. There's a place in Enfield, Connecticut. I've gone there 4 times out of my way just to go there. There's a vacant lot in Enfield and a plaque in the ground where it says, on this site, July 8, 41, Jonathan Edwards preached his sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. The result of that sermon was New England in days, all over England in weeks. This is over 250 years ago, and the power of God came upon the people so much that they were holding on to church pews to keep from falling into hell. People were seen outside holding on to tree trunks to keep from falling into hell. Well, that's what I mean by experiencing the fear of God. And the effect of that sermon is what led to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution being what it is, of the United States. In other words, America was actually born in the sense of the fear of God. And that's why I mentioned how it can be experienced, but it also must be taught. But now it's a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph situation. The people have forgotten the reason America was founded and why we should be grateful to God.
Amen. Well, our founding fathers, including our first president, said repeatedly, but for the hand of divine providence, right? And God was acknowledged repeatedly and consistently by our founding fathers. Of course, they went back and had to consider, if you want to refer to them as our grandparents, our grandparent founding fathers, which were the pilgrims themselves, who even before coming to America spent what at least 10 years in prayer seeking God's face, asking for wisdom, asking for insight. God, can you give us a place where we can worship you freely and not be restricted by the powers of government and authorities of this world? And God answered their prayer in bringing them, you know, to Plymouth Rock, and here it is. This was the early beginnings that was all a result of an answer and a covenant, I believe, that God established with the pilgrims, and out of that grew this great American idea and the audacity of modern man to take this covenant and to disrespect it. Yes, there's no doubt, you know, because people often, RT, will ask me, they go, Bill, do you think God's judging us? And I said, the fact that you asked that question, you know, should cause you to ponder, you know, and have that answer for yourself. Because whether we're talking about, you know, the AIDS, whether we talked about 9/11 and the great shaking that Jonathan Cahn wrote about many times. You know, we've had attacks on this country. And the things that I find in observing humanity these days, RT, and kind of like what you were saying earlier, is that I see people looking up, atheists looking up, and I go, why are you looking up? Well, you know, because there's something that God has put in us, regardless of you wanting to hold on to a lie, the truth is still there, and that truth is still calling out to us to connect us with our Father in heaven, is it not?
Well, the fear of God needs to be recovered. It needs to be re-experienced. And I think that God is trying to get our attention. I believe that four things have brought about God's judgment on America. Racism, same-sex marriage, legalized abortions for any reason, and theological liberalism in the pulpit. And God is angry. And yes. COVID is an example of how angry he is. And, of course, it's brought about great fear. But it's God's loving way to try to get our attention. Because if the fear of God is prior, then the fear of man will be insignificant. And, of course, we don't need to worry about demonic fear.
Mm-hmm.
In the book by Ugly Fear, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. And those are the options. I mean, what kind of fear do you want? Do you want the good, the bad, or the ugly? It's your choice. And we go back to that dividing line when Joshua was talking to the children of Israel and putting before them, you know, that they had a choice to make. They could choose life or they could choose death. And, oh, yeah, by the way, life is the good answer, right? That's what you want to choose.
Well, Joshua's word to the children of Israel is a word I'm trying to get out as best as I can wherever I go, that God is trying to get our attention, and we've never been this way before. And what Joshua said to the children of Israel, keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, and transferring that to where we are today, keeping your eyes on Jesus. And eyes on Jesus, it will eclipse the fear of man. It will eclipse the ugly fear, because God wants us to look to his Son and understand that Jesus is the Son of God, the only way to be saved, the only way to the Father. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And there is no other name by which we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. And God will bring us straight to the heart of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood, died on the cross for our sins. The only way to be saved, it's God's kind way of getting our attention to get us back to Scripture, to the Word of God, to salvation. And I think one evidence of a lack of fear of God in the nation, and that is the absence of churches want to grow just how much better off people can be. They forget that it's the wrath of God that sent Jesus to the cross. They forget that it's the wrath of God we're saved from. The note that is absent and in the world today.
Well, RT, your admonishment cannot be much clearer. We have not been this way before. Powerful words from Joshua that we should apprehend and hold to. And who are we going to trust? Are we going to trust man to lead the way, or the God who knows the beginning from the end? That's what lies before us today, right?
Well, I would ask you to listen.
10 seconds is all we got left here. But he's the best-selling author, speaker, and trusted theologian. R.T. Kendall has been our guest. His book, Fear, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paychecks, paycheck. Close your business and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. According to an average of recent national polls, President Biden's approval rating dips below 40% for the first time since he took office. Republican representative from Texas, Ronnie Jackson, on Fox News, says with all the crisis on President Biden's plate, a cognitive test should be given to the 79-year-old.
It's on full display for everybody in the country and everybody in this world to see right now that President Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do his job right now. He recently had his physical exam done. There was no mention whatsoever of any cognitive testing. And I remind everybody that we did this with President Trump.
Canadian Transport Minister said Wednesday vaccine mandate protests disrupting a key U.S.-Canada border crossing this week are hurting supply chains as nearby auto factories began halting production. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, we're really blessed in this final hour to have a guest that, boy, I'll tell you, their message is just so right on when it comes to timing. You know, whether we're talking about the fear of God or dealing with the reality of anxiety and worry. This is what... done. This is what the ideas of man have compounded in our minds, and it's just unbelievable. As RT was saying earlier, the choices that we have made, we're reaping what we have sown, and as a result, we're not at peace. And that's God. God is a God of peace, and He wants all His children to live in peace. And we're anxious. And even though you may read the Word of God and say, "Well, it says be anxious for nothing," okay, well, you know, that's easy for the Bible to say, you know, but for me, you know, what am I? I'm still dealing with this. It's like, wait a minute, we want to hang on to the very thing that God has liberated us from. It's unbelievable. It's kind of like that story of the monkey, right? The monkey that goes in to grab the nut that's in the jar, and as he clutches his hand in the jar, he can't release himself and be free of that jar because he will not let go of that nut, you know? And this is what we do. We get into these habits and these false securities that just hold us down all the more. Well, our next guest to this point and to this end, Dr. Amanda Porter, has written this book called Dear Anxiety, Let's Break Up. Boy, is that your prayer, huh? Say goodbye. Let's break up. We've had this long relationship, decades of relationship, and I've had it with you. I've measured you, and it's not very positive. You've not added to my life. You've actually taken away. So anxiety, you're out the door. And Dr. Porter, welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much, Bill, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, great to have you here because, you know, the fact of the matter is, hey, we're all human beings going through this journey of life. And we're at varying stages of revelation and understanding. And it's easy for anxiety to trap us, and especially for what we've gone through in this last 2.5 years dealing with this pandemic, right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's part of why I ultimately wanted to write this book, is to talk about how pervasively common anxiety was. And then when you throw in the last 2 years with all of this chaos of COVID, now, you know, we're just seeing anxiety rates skyrocket for people.
Yeah, it's on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
If you might say it. Amanda, tell us your story. I mean, because this book was motivated. I mean, I can tell. I mean, I read your heart in this. So tell our audience your story.
Sure. Yeah. I talk a lot in the book about just what it's been like for me personally, kind of living at this intersection of faith and mental health. I've struggled with anxiety from a very young age. And now I'm working in a field where I talk about and deal with anxiety every day with the people that I work with. I think that for a long time, I actually didn't feel comfortable speaking up about my personal experience with anxiety because I felt like that might take away from some of my credibility, take away from me being, kind of this pristine clinician who has all the answers. But what I've found over the years, Bill, is that the more that I talk about my personal struggles, the more that my patients are able to relate to me and the more that they're able to kind of have some buy-in on my recommendations, because they know that these recommendations I give are coming from a place of personal struggle.
Exactly. Is that a part of the Bible, you know, like Paul wrote, he said, in my weakness, I find your strength. There was the exchange. Mm-hmm. Did you come to that point where you exchanged your weakness for God's strength?
Yes, 100%. His power is...
How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so interesting. The more vulnerable I began to be about what was going on inside my head and my heart, the more that I spoke those things out loud in front of other people, the less power those struggles had over me. It's a very liberating experience.
Yeah, I would think so. Because that's what happens, is that, we're fearful and we're closed down. We're lonely and, and we're just we're not living free the way God intended us to. And it's easy to get caught in that trap. I mean, it's not anything that, necessarily happens overnight, coming or going. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, kind of, again, going back to the one of the primary goals for writing this book, I wanted to talk about how anxiety is just a universal human experience, because we're all wired up with these emotions. It's how we were created. We were all instilled with this innate stress response from the very beginning. God placed that within all of us. And so, of course, we're all going to have anxiety from time to time. It's a very normal human experience. But for some of us, myself included, anxiety kind of, it crosses a line to where it's not normative any longer. It then becomes a disorder.
Yeah, that it becomes, in a sense, it becomes your God. Sadly, it is a consistent barrier here. I had a conversation with God just this week, to be perfectly honest with you, Amanda, that, I just had to cry out to God and say, God, with all due respect, I hate this world. I hate this world that we're in, that we're dealing with such suffering, in this case, anxiety. And, and God in his grace and mercy allows me to be open with him. And when I come to those crossroads in my life and, it was like God said, that's a good thing. Because I never intended you to be in this world, in this fallen world. This is not, this is not my dream for you. It wasn't my purpose for you. But it's something that we experience. And along the way, just like yourself, you're taking your experience and passing it on to others to bless them, to help them be free of this. Because anxiety, fear, can be so debilitating, can't it?
100%. Yeah, I think that that's, for me personally, one of the reasons behind why I struggle with this. You know, a lot of people that I work with here in my practice, they want to know why they struggle. They want to know why they have an anxiety disorder. And I think for me personally, one of the reasons why is so that I can be refined and then come alongside other people who are going through this same walk, this same process.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, God blesses us to bless others, right? And how much better, you know, as the word says, he who knows their God will do mighty works. I often say it's not the mighty works, it's knowing God. You know, so you've got to know God in a whole new way in dealing with this. And when you share with people at a spiritual level, when you can have that spiritual conversation, clearly it comes with conviction because you know what you're talking about because you've experienced it yourself firsthand.
Well, I like to think so. You know, I do have a lot of letters after my name, and even still sometimes I struggle with kind of this imposter syndrome and kind of this self-doubt. But I think for a lot of us, that's a very normal human experience.
Yeah. Well, this is the way the evil one works. He's not going to give up early. I mean, easy. And give up territory that he's had control of. And what happens is you go down that fight, you have to realize that you're at war with the enemy, and you have to be vigilant. It's a constant vigilance of the language that you, the self-talk that you have, the things that you expose yourself to, the people, including people around you. You know, are they blessing? Are they adding to your day? Are they taking away? And so often, you know, the evil one, because he came to steal, kill, and destroy, right, is going to cheat you out of your life and try to convince you that that what you're dealing with, this anxiety, is a sin, right? And because it's to reduce your worth and invalidate the value that God holds for you, right?
Exactly, 100%.
Well, we're here to talk about all of us being liberated, because all of us deal with anxiety in different levels and measures. It may not be necessarily that beholden sin or that constant recurring sin for you, but nonetheless we deal with it because, guess what, it's all part of the gift of this fallen world, if you want to say. I'm being, of course, rather sarcastic. Stay with us. We got more.
Not broken into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day, for real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921, 800-755-7921, 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Now think about the lyrics of this song, you know, and the encouragement that it offers. You know, don't give up hope, because we love the hope giver, and he loves us. He really does. And he's there, you know, to get us through these dark periods of life. He knew even before we were born we were going to be dealing with this. So he is the answer. He's got the answer for us if we will just, you know, if we will turn to him instead of relying on men. I mean, there's anxiety is here. I mean, it's part of this world. And as I was talking with Dr. Amanda Porter earlier, is that we probably don't even realize how many people deal with anxiety, because in many cases, people just don't want to talk about it, right?
Exactly. I think there's a lot of shame and guilt out there surrounding this issue.
Yeah, you're supposed to, especially if you're a person of faith and you profess Jesus. I mean, what's the problem here? Why are you having this problem? And you know better. I mean, you're a mental health expert, an anxiety sufferer yourself, a pastor's wife. My goodness, man, you've got the Holy Trinity on your side, and you're still dealing with issues. What's up with that? You know.
Yeah.
And what it reminds me of, Amanda, is that we had a guest on earlier this week, and he illustrated this perfectly, because there's only so much self-will. And that's part of the formula, but there's self-will can only carry you so far. And and he posed this question, you know, to give an example. He just said, you know, for example, hold your breath. How long can you hold your breath? You know, you're going to will yourself to hold your breath. Most people, maybe a minute. Some people, maybe three. But it doesn't last that long. And so when you think about fighting these issues under your own power and strength, well, good and luck.
I agree. And I think, you know, that's another goal of mine with writing the book, was to speak to the tension that Christians in particular feel when they are dealing or trying to get treatment for their mental health issues. I think there's a lot of toxic theology out there surrounding the notion that anxiety is a sin, which I do not believe that it is. But there's still this pervasive belief that if you are dealing with anxiety, that you're in active sin. I think that a lot of Christians, they just tend to over-spiritualize mental health issues overall. A lot of people who turn to their faith community or their pastor or their elders and, you know, they say, hey, I've got this issue, I'm really struggling, more often than not, they are going to be met with advice along the lines of, oh, why don't you just pray more? Why don't you just believe more? Why don't you read your Bible more often? Why don't you have more faith? And all of those things certainly are good recommendations. Those things should take place, I think, but that's not the end-all, be-all. You know, oftentimes we need to involve a little bit of science, a little bit of of medical intervention to get these people to a place where they feel like they've got a better handle on things. And I don't think there's any shame in going that route for treatment. Mm.
Well, and the fact of the matter is pastors, number one, are not necessarily equipped. That may not be their call.
Sure.
Number two, there's an issue of time. And you get pastors who are more administrators. They're not necessarily, shepherds. And this is a unique gift, and that have the wisdom to say, look at, let's get you in front of a professional that can do an assessment here to find out, you know, what is the depth of this anxiety, and deal with it appropriately. That could involve some medication, certainly prayer, always prayer, you know, but there's a strategy in which you can employ, but you do that because the Bible says with many counselors, you find victory, right? So now you need to employ counselors to that end to help you, you know, come to that resolution, because God is showing you this. I believe that God knows is showing you this and giving you an opportunity to find the way that afterwards you'll praise God for, because He brought the right team together to help you get on the other side. So now you can take your story and your blessing and share it with others that need to be blessed, right?
Exactly. I think all too often because getting help for mental health issues can be very daunting, and it can also be very, very tricky to navigate our healthcare system, I think a lot of people, they instead will turn to the church for comfort. I think churches are the first responders in a lot of situations for mental health issues, anxiety or depression. But you're right, our churches are not very well equipped. I think, gosh, what an impact we could have on the world, on our society, on our culture, if every church in America had a therapist on staff. I just think that would be amazing, right? Not only therapy for staff members, but a therapist for anyone in the congregation who would be seeking out mental health. I think, gosh, just what a life-saving move that would be.
I agree with you.
I think at the very least the church can serve as a referral system, you know, so recognizing that a pastor or staff might be kind of in over their heads trying to treat or help someone, and just make that appropriate referral to someone else who might be a little more experienced.
Can you imagine, Amanda, what pastors must feel? I mean, they go in the ministry thinking they're going to be used of God, and all of a sudden they come against a challenge like this where you get a quote-unquote high-maintenance parishioner because what their issues are beyond your capacity. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough wisdom and understanding of what it is that they're going through. Patience, all those things. Whoa, man! I mean, this is a tough challenge, and we can end up doing damage to these pastors who just said, "Hey, I want to step forward. God send me," and they want to help the body of Christ. But again, we go back to lack of understanding, being ill-equipped and overwhelmed. Because I mean, even Moses got to that point, right? And fortunately, he had a very wise father-in-law who said, "Hey, pal, you're burning yourself out, man. You better share the burden here." And that was incredible wisdom. And so, this type of idea needs to be employed in the church, because what you're talking about here, Amanda, I mean, this is. The anxiety is coming in all kinds of forms, and I believe that we've got another wave of anxiety that's coming on people, not only as a result of COVID, but I think it's this issue of abortion as we continue to deal with this, the way it's being, discussed now in the Supreme Court, all this opinionating that's flying back and forth, and the reality of women, mostly obviously women, who are feeling the heartbreak of a lost child, and that they bought into a lie that the government and the Supreme Court perpetrated and told them, oh, it's nothing. Well, why am I heartbroken for nothing? if it's nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something you talk about. I mean, this is organically occurring, and the church needs to be aware that there's going to be an increase, an influx of damaged, and not only women, but men, because men are realizing their participation in this too. And I've been saying for a long time, Amanda, that we are soon to hear the cry of Rachel male style, that males are going to realize, and they are in increasing numbers, that, oh my God, I killed my child.
Yeah. You know? I think ultimately every corner you turn, you're going to find someone is hurting. I think that pastors in particular are really at high risk for suffering from anxiety and depression themselves. I remember reading some data a couple of years back that the two groups of people at highest risk for developing depression or anxiety are physicians and pastors. And I think that going back to that mentality that, you know, these two occupations, these are supposed to be people who have everything together. You know, they have all the answers. They're responsible for guiding and leading other people. And somewhere along the line, they fall prey to the notion that they themselves are not allowed to struggle. And and that just breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that I'm claiming any kind of arrogant position on this whole deal, but something that God showed me a long time ago is, you know, pastors especially, and as you say, doctors who get inundated with this information, there is an inflow, but there needs to be an outflow. There has to be a release. It's got to pass through them. It cannot just sit within their psyche. This will destroy them. It will cause disease. And this is something, again, that God showed me years ago. So for what it's worth, just to add to the conversation here. Amanda, what is your response to people who have had a lifelong battle with anxiety and they say, why hasn't God taken this away? What do you tell them?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's so tricky. I like to, in a situation like that, remind my patients that there's a very big difference between curing and healing. I think that mental health issues, anxiety in particular, cannot be cured. These are chronic issues that people will deal with day in and day out. You know, especially I can say from personal experience, my anxiety is something that I'm going to have to keep tabs on every day for the rest of my life. I will not be cured from my anxiety. I think I can go into remission, certainly, but I will deal with it to some degree for the rest of my life. And so rather than the goal being a cure, the goal should be healing, right?
Yeah.
Healing is very different than curing. Healing is peace and acceptance of an outcome, even though you might still struggle day in and day out with symptoms. I think overall, the goal should never be eradication of anxiety, because that's not realistic, but rather the goal should be manageability. A person can 100% say, it is well with my soul, even when all is not well in their life or in their body. And healing definitely doesn't come easy. It takes a lot of time and energy and input and work, but that's just kind of how it goes. You can't have change, positive change, and comfort at the same time.
Exactly. It's all part of the process. Like I tell my kids all the time, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run.
Mm-hmm.
And in this too, it's the same thing. Mental health expert, anxiety sufferer herself, a pastor's wife, and author of the book.
First,
it is time, dear anxiety, that we break up. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.